An FM.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Black Bear Dinner, located at 105 Northeast Burnside Road in Gresham. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and serving home-style cooking. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now. That's 877-500-5266.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Events Committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Marching at the dawn of the day. All the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing bread and roses.
Okay, I'll do it.
Hi. Hey, everybody. You're listening to Bread and Roses. I'm your host, Pamela Santos.
And I'm Puchi de Jesus.
Another amazing host, which we're always happy when we can get Puchi and live in the studio.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just, you know, I am letting our listeners know they're very lucky right now. We are in the midst of our spring membership drive, just started yesterday. And I just want to point out that we're going to be talking a lot throughout about amazing things coming up. But before we even get into talking about the spring membership drive, obviously, while you're waiting for us to get to that break, you can also still call us at 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm, click on donate. We are very pleased to welcome to the studio. We have live guests tonight. It is the creator and producers of Nonprofit, the web series coming up. I'm going to have them introduce themselves because that's how we roll here.
Hey, my name's Luann Algoso.
Hi, I'm Amy Nieto Cruz.
And who is the ultimate, I want to say, mother, parents of this? Would that be Luann?
That would be me, yes.
And
but Amy plays a huge role as well.
I was going to ask. Yeah. Okay. So Amy's role?
I am the producer.
Bring it on. Okay, great, great. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the hour tonight because it's important for us here at Bread and Roses to highlight any of the women and gender nonconforming created media, especially anything that's happening here in Portland, especially, again, when it's led by people of color. So that's what we've got coming up. We're going to be talking about representations in media, diversity and inclusion and all of that good stuff. But first, before we even get to any of that, why don't you tell us what Nonprofit is about?
Yeah. So Nonprofit is about a Filipino-American community organizer here, based here in Portland, Oregon. She's a spunky, idealistic, quirky 20-something-year-old that is has a new job working at a nonprofit or a community-based organization here in Portland, Oregon. And so she's the web series is about her kind of adjusting to this new position as an organizer, organizing specifically a small population of Asian and Pacific Islanders here in Portland, Oregon.
And it was really, was it intentional for you to set it in Portland?
It was intentional. So the story is, there are some autobiographical elements to the story. I have worked in nonprofits for the past few years here in Portland, Oregon. And so it was important to me to like have the story be based in Portland, Oregon, as someone that lives and works here and has kind of been working in different community settings in Portland.
What would you say is the defining characteristic of working in Portland, especially in the nonprofit mm-hmm. communities here?
That it would be, working in nonprofits here, what would the characteristic be? That it would be pretty small. And it's a space in which you probably know 90% of the people that work in most of the nonprofit advocacy spaces, whether it's issue-based, like environmental or social justice-focused. Everyone that does advocacy-specific type of organizing pretty much knows each other, so.
And right here in your press release, it also is I almost want to ask, did you need to underline the woman of color living in the whitest city in America?
I love that when I read that. It just made me laugh and giggle because it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lie in there, is there?
Yeah, no, it's totally true.
No lie about it.
It is, I think the last census, right, is like 76% yes. white in Portland. So that was also a major reason why we needed to set the show in Portland, Oregon, mm-hmm. and, you know, having it be an organizer that's POC.
Yeah.
Like, because you're organizing in a white, very predominantly white city with a pretty
small
population.
Did you say predominantly light?
Predominantly white.
Also.
Predominantly white.
Also.
And
also.
Maybe light, too.
No, there's a lot of rain. Sun.
I know.
Sun left vitamin D.
Right.
So, did you grow up in Portland?
I've been here for 8 years, or almost 8 years now.
Oh, okay.
But I'm originally from Orange County, California, Anaheim.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Disneyland.
Okay. So that's an interesting change. I mean, I've never been to California, but.
Yeah, it's super different.
It's great. Not as white.
Yes.
Have you been to California, Amy?
I've been to Southern California. I've been to Disneyland, unfortunately. And there's a bigger representation there. You feel, as a person of color, you feel less other. Mm-hmm. And that is a really wonderful feeling when you've spent an entire year in Portland without traveling, and you go to California, at least Southern California, and there we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we are, and it's a good little escape from the whiteness.
Yeah. Yeah, growing up in California, too, like I always identified as being Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved here, then ended up identifying as being Asian.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was Asian until I moved here.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I really got really aware of what was happening. I got very aware of my Asianness, Filipinoness. I never had to keep pointing out my identity as a person of color mm-hmm. until I got to Portland also.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just a defining trait for some transplants of color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they get here, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, like nobody on this table grew up in Portland.
That's true.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, it makes such a powerful impact for us to be talking about it, too. And a lot of the stuff that's going on, I think it comes from people not talking about things like whiteness, like the kinds of things that take place with that and oppression and all of these things. But before we get further in our conversation, it is still the spring membership drive. And here at Bread and Roses, the Feminist News and Public Affairs show on the KBOO airwaves since 1978, we are the longest running feminist radio broadcast program in the country. Being a collective of women and gender nonconforming radio activists who give voice to those in global and local spaces working for social justice and equity, we really, in every show that we are doing, we are striving to challenge systems of oppression. And I'd like to think that our listeners could tell this too, that we do all of this and we have fun. And that's where we get a lot of what we're trying to say is we want our bread and roses too. Get it? We're going to be going over all of the great things about why you should donate to KBOO Radio right now, calling 877-500-5266. Hey, Ani.
Pamela. Hi, Pamela. It's so great to be here this evening asking for support for Bread and Roses because, as you were saying, this is the longest running feminist program. It is a show that does challenge systems of oppression, which I have to say is true for KBOO in general, that our programming is here, well, again, to promote the ideas, the values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Those are the inherent values written into our program charter. If you support those values, this is your time to become a member of KBOO Community Radio or renew your membership this evening. Go ahead and join us. Join us in a sustaining way, right? Because we want things to become sustainable. And if you are able to contribute $10 a month, I would suggest that you jump in at that level, $10 a month. You can think of KBOO as one of those subscription services, right? Like we might subscribe to documentary streams. We might subscribe to Netflix. We might subscribe to Spotify or iTunes. We might subscribe to any of a number of things. But KBOO is here, a very local place to invest that money that does actually take that money and turn it in to good for the world. Call us 877-500-5266 and say yes to your community. You want to be a part of KBOO. You want to be a part of a movement to make the world a better place. Go ahead and give us a call right now, 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm and click on the donate button. It is a quick and easy thing to do, but it is so very meaningful, and it invites your active participation to make the world a better place, to stand up for work that really does try to end oppressions and empower all communities. Bread and Roses is a brilliant example of that. Thank you, Pamela, for producing this program and for letting our listeners know, you know, what's going on and how they can get involved. Again, that number, 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
Thanks so much, Ani. And we're back. You're listening to Bread and Roses on KBOO Portland. We are talking with the team behind nonprofit, the web series, set in Portland, Oregon. And here's the other thing about what I liked about what you're bringing to the screen is you're walking the character, Gabby Antonio, through, I want to call them, yeah, they're obstacles or challenges, but I rarely see that kind of life depicted in, let's say it's mainstream TV, but even some of the alternative kind of ways that people create things like on Netflix or, you know, YouTube series. Like you're actually walking through people through community organizing.
Yeah, I thought it was important, especially now, given like where we are in the world, and there's like this really big emerging like kind of community like movement, really, of activism, of new activists, of people that are like getting like involved in different ways.
Awake now.
Yeah.
So they're getting more involved in the right. social justice.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's good to put a face into that.
Yeah, and I thought it was really important to like show different ways of what activism can look like as well. So,
what are some of the storylines that you're? I mean, examples of day in the life of a community organizer.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. For this particular, for Gabby's particular role, she focuses on arts activism. Mm. So she does a lot of the kind of place-based organizing in her neighborhood, and it's around like cultural work, around using art as a way to strategize and organize. So it's a very specific type of organizing that I think is also kind of niche a little bit. But yeah, that's like the specific type of organizing that she does is like very infused in arts activism.
And I think by you presenting that facet of organizing that people will, I think, identify more because you go into more specifics as opposed to just doing a random, super general storyline of mm-hmm. being in a nonprofit. So people, mm-hmm. I think, will identify more with the storylines and the different arcs going on mm-hmm. and the jobs that she has to do in order to get people involved in
right.
to the events that Gabby's organizing in the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I never really see those kinds of events or the way that they kind of unfold in TV shows unless it's kind of a wacky mm-hmm. kind of development. Like, look at how I messed everything up here. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Or whatever Urkel mm-hmm. does. I don't know.
Like, right, right.
And then would you say, like, this is kind of giving people more of a... I mean, it's still going to be light, would you say?
Light,
like entertaining, and like still like
yes.
yeah,
comedy, drama,
comedy, yeah,
yes.
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I would say so. I mean, like they're in. So in the pilot, she does a lot. She does this. It opens with her doing this training with a community training with both youth and elders, doing oppression soccer. And so and it's a common activity that like so
oh know, I think do. I know what you're talking about right. It like took me a second yeah. oh my gosh
I have no idea what this is
yeah. Please explain oppression before soccer. We go on break again
yeah. yeah oppression soccer is when there's two teams and one team has all the power and they can make all the rules in the game whether you know how no matter how ridiculous they may be
oh my goodness.
And then the other team has to follow those rules regardless and they can
be
talk
to each other, right?
And they can't talk to each other
oh my god that's
and
so
they
intense.
Have to do it
you've got little kids like this.
So it's literally about you know showing that like you know what power and oppression look like
yeah.
and in a very physical kind of way and what being marginalized feels like in that moment too. Oh. And it goes wrong. She like doesn't know how to explain it.
Oh,
so she like leads this training and like they
chaos.
Do. Right. And it's very chaos and then people are angry at each other. And then she's like, oh, I don't know how to organize. I don't know how to do this work.
But we definitely don't want to portray her as a klutz.
Yeah.
As a typical, I do everything wrong. No, this is a very competent woman.
Can I just tell you, I really don't understand the balance issues or whatever's happening with a lot of rom-com. I don't know what to call it. Maybe it's not only rom-com, but these female young protagonists always falling on their face
mm-hmm.
in like these mm-hmm. pratfalls. And it's just like, I can't wear heels. Boom.
I think it's a way to make women and femmes like
yeah.
seem less threatening
mm-hmm.
and more
yes.
likable
yes.
you know like oh this person needs someone else to help them keep their stuff
yes.
together
right.
literally stand
so.
up
right
she's helpless right.
right.
that's what they want to portray
mm-hmm. yeah
and that's
and it's like on. Oh it's this romantic person that gives like sense to this person's life kind of thing.
Or she falls or she gets her high heels stuck on the street and there's a big garbage.
Oh my God!
You know what I'm talking about. Yes, this is J-Lo.
Wait, that's... Is it Made in Manhattan? No, the Wedding Planner.
Oh, yes, the Wedding Planner.
It's the Wedding
that
Planner.
Is that's such a good movie. Right there.
It's on Netflix.
It's, yes. I've never watched it. I actually have.
Yes, it's a good movie.
It's very memorable.
No, I'm just kidding. It was.
It's so good.
I just remember, is Voldemort in it?
What?
Ralph Fiennes. Oh, yes.
Ralph Fiennes.
Okay, yeah.
Ralph Fiennes? Ralph Fiennes?
You know, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. He shall not be named. We really can't pronounce yes. it.
Say his name? I didn't even know.
Fiennes.
I thought it was
Fiennes. Wait, who? What? Rafe?
Fiennes.
Rafe Fiennes?
No, it's Ralph. I thought it was Ralph.
I don't know.
Is it Ralph or Ralph?
Ralph.
He's British, right?
Rolf.
Do you know the best part about this? Is I need to say that around this table, femmes of color are just completely butchering a white British man's very powerful man's name. I just need to point this out right now because of all the times, like, how are you going to mispronounce Santos?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, how many times are you having
power,
like
one by one?
All the time.
With your name, you know, right?
It gets mispronounced back home in Puerto Rico, and it gets mispronounced here in the States.
Really? Back home? What are you saying?
Instead of Amy, say Ami.
Oh.
So here,
I never.
It becomes...
Nito?
Nito. Nito. Which I think is cool, because I am Nito, but...
Oh, the first thing I thought
Nito.
About was Ness.
I am Nito.
You are!
Yeah. But yes, always mispronounced. It's cool.
Gosh, this is why I do this stuff live. I just have so much fun. I told you we got roses. I told you. If you are loving the kind of programming that Bread and Roses brings to you, if something about what we're talking about speaks to you and you want us to continue speaking, please help us in this work by calling 877-500-5266. And you can click on kboo.fm to donate. But I would highly just urge listeners to think about where else are you getting this kind of programming where we're centering on feminist, femmes, and gender nonconforming folks, especially those right here local to Portland. Where else are you getting this kind of programming where we're focused on not just replicating what we're seeing out there. We are trying, you know, we're actively trying to really pretty much strike an arrow into oppression. Hey, analogies and metaphors are getting away from me. They're running from my hand right now. But basically, I just want people to think about where else are you getting this kind of programming, especially since 1978? I mean, man, that is older than I am. And I am very proud to still be a part of history. This is what I like thinking about with what Bread and Roses represents here, not only for KBOO, but also in Portland, is that we are taking a stand right here to make sure that we know that female voices matter, that what we say, what we think, what we create, all of that matters. And we're trying to put a platform to it right here. And this is how you can support us, dear listeners, is if you think that having this kind of platform is important to have every week. What is this? Every week, 6 to 7? Please call 877-500-5266 and let us know that you think that this kind of media is important to uphold. I mean, it's as pretty much all you'd have to do is just donate $10 a month. I'm trying to where am I getting this in my mind? Poochie, what else do you pay for $10? I mean, are you getting other subscriptions to other online? Like
Netflix. Isn't Netflix
things
like
that?
$10 a month.
Yeah, and radio, the airwaves are free. What I'm so proud of being connected here at KBOO is that we democratize the airwaves. We are making sure that any voice that we need to uplift here in this community gets that outlet here. And so if you think that matters, why don't you call, please, $10 a month, call 877-500-5266. All that it takes really is you thinking to yourself, where is it that I can make the most impact? Am I going to make an impact in how I consume my media? Can I have a two-way kind of relationship where I'm not only consuming the media, but I am giving right back to make sure to sustain it every day, making sure that these airwaves are focusing on who needs to have a voice heard. I can tell you right now that as executive producer of Bread and Roses, ever since I've come on, I pretty much have tried to make sure that we uplift intersectionality in everything that we're doing in each show, that sometimes you can't tell a story with just one identity, that you have stories to tell from as a, not just a woman, but a woman of color, and not just a woman of color, but maybe a queer woman, also one living with a lot of different intersecting oppressions. So that's the kind of stories that we're interested in putting out there. And you, by the action you make by calling 877-500-5266, you are actually doing something to make sure that we keep going, because that's where we're at right now. We are persisting. Nevertheless, we are persisting. What others might call nasty women, keep going and making sure that we're heard. And so if you think that's important, call 877-500-5266. Call us, $10 a month. That's all it really takes to make an impact. And right now, we're going to get back to the rest of our wonderful and, I mean, pretty lively conversation, I'd say, with Luann Algoso and Amy Nieto Cruz. I got you. And our other co-host here, Pucci.
Hey.
So what else do you want to tell us about the team that we have on nonprofit? Who else is working with you on this?
Well, we have a team of writers. Luann is the series creator. And because we want to turn this into a series, it's not just a one-off thing, we have a few writers who will be contributing to the different storylines that make up what our arc will be. We're envisioning maybe an eight episode season of episodes are about 15 minutes or less. So we have that team of writers, and we also have our director. His name is Joe, and he is also a musician. We have
is this Joe Jang?
This is Joe Jang.
Yes.
Musician and
the Slants.
The Slants, yes.
Yes.
The band who shall not be named. Yes. On that tour.
Our favorite band, yes.
That's the name of their tour.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about right now.
No. We got to tell Pucci. We got to get Pucci on this, like, Slants fandom.
I'm so behind in, like, the Portland.
But yeah, he's on tour at the moment.
Yeah.
So and we also, let's see, who else do we have? We have Chop.
Yeah, we have a music supervisor already, Scott Chops Jung. He's a part of the he was formerly part of this legendary hip hop music group called the Mountain Brothers. And so I worked with him.
Brothers, way back in the 90s.
Yeah, they were like the first all Asian American hip hop crew to be signed to a major record label.
What was it? What were they called again?
The Mountain Brothers.
See, you know that I'm old for that. That I actually did Whoop Whoop. You know, I'm just letting you know. But so when I used to go to NYU, I actually got them on for one of the concerts that we had It's because we're still in it right now. API Heritage Month.
Oh yes,
back in the day. I emceed and they came on and okay, so I didn't MC like rap, but I just like hosted.
Yes,
you were the master of ceremonies.
Thank you. I will test my other MCing skills some other time. But so there's this kind of connection to people who are really deep in these other kind of When I say deep, I think about Joe Jang and his involvement with The Slants, with a band that is known for their Supreme Court case and their activism. And I also like to think that Chops, with the kind of groundbreaking work that he was doing on the Mountain Brothers, but also after, didn't he have... it was a crowdfunding campaign, a really successful one, right?
Yeah, he. That's how I met him, actually. I was helping him with his crowdfunding campaign called... he had created this compilation album called Strength in Numbers, and it was like a whole bunch of different Asian American hip-hop artists that he collaborated with. And so that was a big endeavor that he did a few years ago. Yeah.
And a lot of what I remember about kind of that that sound was, it was just, I mean, it's really just a matter of, what I like about it is we're not really always hearing about Asian Americans in music kind of getting to take the spotlight. So it's kind of great that so for this show that you're going to have coming up, that you're having the involvement of like other Asian American musicians who are adding their art to this.
Absolutely. Joe lives here. Joe and I have worked on his different projects before. And so it felt like a natural fit to like kind of collaborate in this sense too, especially because he's also a director and works on, you know, he has this like body of work as a director and, you know, outside of The Slants. And then with Chops, it was also a natural fit to continue working together in this capacity too, because he, we worked intensely together on the Strength in Numbers album. So that was like a lot of fun. Yeah.
This is going to be great. We're going to hear more information, especially getting a sneak peek with the video that's on YouTube of Nonprofit, the proof of concept. You're going to explain all about what a proof of concept is after we talk a little bit about how folks can support KBOO during our spring membership drive. You can call us 877-500-5266 just to let us know that, hey, you're out there. You know, this kind of stuff matters. The conversations that we have when we have women of color talking to other women of color about the projects that they are doing. One of the segments that we have in Bread and Roses is doing things. So anybody but men in parentheses, pretty much spotlighting and profiling folks who are doing really important projects, big or small, because we know that it matters when you're centering on other voices that don't happen to be cis men. So that's the kind of stuff that we're doing here on Bread and Roses, the longest running feminist radio program in the country. And if you think that that matters, let's uphold that tradition. Let us honor that history. You can donate $10 a month. That's all it really takes to make something matter. 877-500-5266. Have you been listening this half hour? Have you been enjoying our complete and utter mispronunciation of Rafe Fiennes? I'm pretty sure it's Fiennes.
It's still Fiennes.
I don't think it's Ralph.
I thought it was Ralph. I'm pretty sure
that there's some giggles out there, right, on this. And all of you are you know, we'll take those calls, just not the mansplainers. You can't call us. But please call 877-500-5266 to make sure that we know you're out there listening to us right now. How many times am I going to mess up Rafe?
Yeah. It's Ralph.
Is it Ralph?
Yeah.
Because I really feel like
or Voldemort.
This,
I mean, we could just
feel
call
like
that.
We should have let Twitter decide.
Okay.
And I know that where we're at with this is that I'm feeling like I need people to donate $10 a month just so that we know for sure that this is Ralph Fiennes. Fiennes.
I don't know how to pronounce
it. There's an article on the New Yorker from 2011 called "How Do You Say Ralph Fiennes?"
Oh my goodness. So where we're at right now is we are having so much fun in the studio, because this is what it matters. Like, this is community radio at its finest, at its most real. We are trying to bring to you not just entertainment for your ears. We're trying to, with every show that we do, strive to end depression in all forms. Just letting you know, another co-host and regular producer who is not here with us right now is Cheryl Green, who is known also as a filmmaker in her own right, but also a disability activist. She's been instrumental in bringing the stories of so many disenfranchised and disabled folks who haven't had other places and other platforms, especially on radio airwaves, to be able to get their stories heard. So that's the kind of intersectional stories that we bring to the radio airwaves. So why don't you, let's call, 877-500-5266. And now we're pretty much at the next part where we're going to be hearing. So before we put on the proof of concept, just give us a little quick, what is a proof of concept?
Oh, a proof of concept, I believe, is it's meant to be like a snapshot or an example of what the full project can look like. Yes. So it's a
visual guideline.
Yeah, visual guide.
Directors,
yeah.
Directors and
yeah.
Set designers, the writers.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you get an idea
mm-hmm.
of what the script, the story will look like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're pros.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Joe would be very proud of us.
Yes.
In that he kind would of be description.
Very proud of us. Yes.
Yeah, I think we're getting there. So we're going to be able to hear it right now. And so this is Nonprofit's video that you can hear also on YouTube.
I told you, you can't keep coming late to practice. We set the time and date for a reason. You don't think the rest of us got other things to do? What is this, like the 10th, 11th time? I don't even know anymore. It's like...
Hey, do you have a few minutes to talk about saving the world?
No, I don't.
Well, you certainly have a few minutes to grab a cup of coffee. I'm sure that you have 5 minutes to talk about how you can make a change in the world today.
Fine. What is this about?
See? I knew you had a heart. Now, my name's Zach. What's yours?
Jane.
Well, Jane, have you heard about the international nonprofit, Our African Children?
I'm afraid not. Please, do tell me more.
Well, that's okay. Because, starting today, you can make a $5 monthly donation to support children in war-torn and impoverished areas of Africa where a child needs the most support.
Tell me, Zach, how much do you get paid to Canvas for this organization?
Not a dime. I'm a volunteer.
Really? You don't get any commission from the signatures you collect?
What? It's not about the money. I'm just out here talking to anybody who's willing to hear what I have to say about, my passion for these children when no one else is looking out for them.
I get it. I also work at a nonprofit. I get what it means to be passionate.
Oh, this program is so worth it. It totally changed my life. It's why I'm such a huge animal rights activist now.
Animal rights? But isn't Our African Children about African children in Africa?
Yes, but there were lots of animals in Africa too, like lions, zebras, monkeys.
Where in Africa were you based in?
Johannesburg.
Okay, I
look,
can't.
Here's a real person here telling you why our program is worth supporting. Look, I know that you know deep down inside that you have to support our program today, so can we count on you?
Look, I understand the need. I also know that sending money for immediate relief isn't going to change a child's life. It may help, but these children and their families need real change, and that starts with changing systems. Because after generations of war and oppression, I know that you know that change will require more than just sending $5 a month to a child. Do you know what it's going to require? Let's start with having the U.S. stop mining in the DRC for minerals and stop supporting corrupt governments from exploiting their own people. And that's just a few examples. But I can stand here all day and cannot even begin to tell you about how white savior politics is exacerbating these problems even more.
Well, would you at least give it a thought?
Sorry, I gotta go, but good luck.
You should come to our bake sale. It's next Saturday. Cupcakes for kids.
And you are listening to Bread and Roses here on KABU, your community radio station. And this is that time to make it your own. Good evening, dear friends, dear listeners, dear neighbors and community members. I'm Ani, and it is my pleasure to be here raising support for KABU, raising support for Bread and Roses. I want to start off by thanking Eli. Thank you, Eli, in Portland. Thank you so very much for becoming a brand new member of KABU Community Radio. That's the way we do it. It is a beautiful thing. We would love to grow our family, grow our community, and count you in this mix. You know, KABU has been on the air since 1968. We are one of the oldest community radio stations in the country. I believe we are the oldest independently operated, listener-supported community radio in the country. And Bread and Roses, as Pamela was saying, has been on the air since 1978. That is such a huge legacy. This program has changed lives. It has shaped thoughts, opinions, ideas. I know that I grew up listening to it as a teenager, and this is actually where I got a lot of my ideas about anti-imperialism and about anarchism, listening to Bread and Roses and the collective that produced this program in the 80s. It was an amazing show, and it still is an amazing show, doing what we do here at KABU, fighting oppression and making the world a better place. We celebrate the truth and the beauty and the joy. We have a good time, and we know that things are very serious and that people are being hurt by the system that crushes communities, crushes people of color, crushes women. We have so much oppression sort of heaped in our lives. And yet, we are here together, being stronger, supporting each other. And this is what we want you to jump in and support right now. Become a KABU member this evening. Join us. Support Bread and Roses. Be a sustaining member of KABU. $10 a month is an amount that I believe is affordable for many people listening. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to jump on in, become a member. $10 a month, you could get that Higher Being t-shirt that we have talked about a few times. It was designed by Anna Vo, a Portland artist, a zine maker, a writer. Amazing, amazing artist, and it's a great shirt showing the importance of being able to pick up KABU from wherever you are in the galaxy. It is great. You can get it. You can show your KABU pride around town. $10 a month. It adds up to $120 a year and takes a substantive chunk out of our $600 goal this evening, of which we have about $480 left to make. Please be one of those people right now making the call, joining KABU, and putting your pocketbook in line with your values and service to your community, uplifting us all. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Thanks, Sonny. And you're still listening to Bread and Roses. We're here with Luann and Amy from Nonprofit The Web Series. Just wanted to talk about, we keep talking about this web series, but I mean, let's get into the details here. You've produced the one proof of concept that we just heard right now, and we were talking about the plans for getting it to 8 episodes, right? Mm-hmm. But how's that going to happen?
Well, first we need to shoot our pilot episode, and that's we're running a crowdfunding campaign to cover the costs for the pilot. And then from that, well, we want to continue raising money so we can shoot the rest of the season. We are going to self-publish online, either via YouTube or Vimeo, and through our website as well. And then hopefully we'll get picked up. We are discovering all these options and seeing what we can do and whose attention we can get so that we can get plenty of funding and continue with the story arc and improve, always improve the quality of production, even though that's, we're definitely aiming for some good production. Mm-hmm. But yes, we would like for nonprofit to get picked up by some major important people and places.
Okay. I wanted to ask, when I was watching the video, I got kind of like this, like TV show, kind of like reality TV show-ish, but not really.
Because it was too real. The conversation, well, right?
Yeah. But I mean, like, was that kind of like, is that how it's going to be? Like,
oh, in terms of like
the style of it.
Yeah. I think so. We chose like a handheld type of camera look.
Yeah.
That you see often in shows like Broad City or even like Portlandia.
Yeah.
Like where the camera is a little shaky. So to kind of give it a very like personalized kind of feel. So it has like kind of a documentary almost style of of moving around.
That's cool.
Thank you for explaining that, since listeners cannot see what we just saw. See, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, I noticed like in one of the descriptions about like the video, you mention a canvasser with a white savior complex.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's unpack what you mean by white savior complex.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In what we just heard in the video.
Right. Yeah. No. So this actually happened to me before, like this very exact experience.
Of course it did.
and I'm sure it happens often here in Portland. There's just a ton of canvassers of different types, you know, kind of hanging out. And so this canvasser in particular that I had been in contact with was like very passionate about his work and his love for children overseas. And he was just he felt that it was his mission in life to be doing that type of work, to be kind of sharing with the world like how important it is to be saving children impoverished.
Like a calling, a
mission in life. Like it's that was his goal in life. And I was just like, have you ever met these children? Have you ever met these families? And it was such a bizarre kind of moment. And then, you know, for someone that like calls himself an activist too, because we had this really lengthy conversation in the middle of the street, because I could not let it go. I was just like, you know, let's just talk about why you're doing this in the world. Like, why are you doing this in life? And he was just like, I just care a lot about the, you know, people in these impoverished communities and in this country or in these countries.
Did he use the word impoverished?
He did use the word impoverished. I do remember that for sure. But I was like, well, that happens here too in the U.S.
You know, I've been saying like all of these, you know, like, oh, we really need to see this. But, you know, it actually reminded me of a lot of moments in the show Insecure.
Yes.
I still haven't seen that show. No spoilers.
Okay.
The show is amazing.
Right. We can't spoil anything for Poochie.
I really want to watch it, but I'm sorry.
I won't spoil the... I'm kissing my fingers, like moments that are too real in that show. But let me just say, they do really talk about kind of the problematic optics to me of having white college educated community organizer or just like community org employees working with young black kids in the hood, air quotes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, like, what are the power dynamics? You know, they sort of touch upon it and how, you know, there's those kind of microaggressions that happen to the insecure protagonist in there. But do you get to talk about microaggressions in nonprofit too?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the situations that we have in the pilot where, you know, like, she is dealing, I mean, like, with this canvasser scene in general, I mean, she's, like, dealing with this kind of canvasser, this white canvasser that has a lot of different, you know, kind of perceptions of, like, what it means to be an activist, what it means to be, like doing that kind of work. So that's kind of like a common theme throughout the entire episode as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Bread and Roses. This is also our spring membership drive. Hey, Ani.
Pamela, thank you so much. This is such a great conversation to listen to. And right now, you know, people listening, think about what value KBOO adds to your life. You know, you depend on KBOO to bring you shows that bring you perspectives that otherwise would be missing. And it makes our lives so much richer when we're able to hear each other, when we're able to hear conversations that otherwise we might not. Think about all of the amazing political and cultural programs that we bring, like Bread and Roses, like Cutie Pock Talk, like the Pacific Underground, like Black Book Talk, like the Disability Awareness Show. We have so many programs that are here to make sure that we can build bridges and that we can increase our understanding and enrich and empower each other. You know that that is exactly why you turn to 90.7 or KBOO.FM. And right now, we are asking for your support. Becoming a member of KBOO is a way to make a real difference to independent media and to the world, because we stand for these values that we mentioned earlier. We're talking about, you can hear them in this conversation, right? And so right now is the time to decide that you're going to step up and support those values with some of your resources. I suggest $10 a month. Become a sustaining member. Get a wonderful Higher Being t-shirt designed by Anna Vo, and call 877-500-5266 right now. Everyone involved with KBOO gives what they can, be it time, be it money. We join with our hearts, we join with our ears, and right now is the time for you to make that reciprocal loop closing thing happen and join with your pocketbook so that you know that your resources are what is allowing this legacy to continue, that you are empowering us all with that call. $10 a month, 877-500-5266 is the door to walk through to have some of your finances supporting so many people, so many communities, by keeping us together and connected through the airwaves, through the internet streams. 877-500-5266 online. Speaking of the internet streams, you can always get to kboo.fm and click on donate. However you choose to do it, we ask that you take this moment to do it right now, because there are, you know, so many ways you can spend a dollar a day, but, you know, really, this is the way that you can spend your money that keeps on making really dynamic social change possible. 877-500-5266. Be a part of this. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. What do you have to add, Pamela?
I just really want to point out that I feel like I am cooking up a show every week with the amazing producers here at Bread and Roses. All the things that we really, it's like taking all these ingredients, you know, we're taking some of our perspectives. It's been really important for me as executive producer to make sure that when we're highlighting stories about communities, that we have someone from that community
actually speaking as the host or interviewer or producer, there's a power dynamic here. There's actual intention in who we put right here in the studios and who is on the mic. And that's a great thing about KBOO. I actually got all of my training on radio right here, just taking these free workshops here. And actually, Luann was a back in the day programmer and host of APA Compass, the 10-year strong radio program focusing on Asian American Pacific Islander voices. How long ago was that, Luann?
It was like 3 years ago, I think.
And that was just, I mean, getting the kinds of segments and stories you put on there. I remember you focused on the arts then too.
Yeah, I did. I was lucky to be able to interview a couple of different artists, like the co-founders of Disoriented Comedy, for example, the only Asian American nationally touring comedy festival. So yeah, I was able to kind of cover a lot of artists and creatives in the community.
And that's the nice thing about really just actually having you right here in the studios. We have that history. We have that connection. Mm-hmm. One of the first times that I was on the radio for the first time was on APA Compass with Sarika Mehta. And then after that, I took a workshop, one of the trainings here on audio production, and shortly joined Bread and Roses after that because, hi there, I got to be on the radio again as a guest for Bread and Roses in the October episode where we talked about Filipino American History Month. And also, it happened to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So I was able to cover a lot in an hour somehow with Delphine Crescenzo. Hey. And all of that was made possible because KBOO believes in having the airwaves speak for the community here. So won't you call us at 877-500-5266? $10 a month. You're letting us know that this matters. And now back to the program because we have only a couple of minutes left. I can't even believe it's gone by so fast. Luann, Amy, where can people find out more about your show and the campaign?
Well, you can go to our website. It's nonprofitwebseries.com. And you can find a link to our crowdfunding campaign. Right now, we're trying to raise $12,000 to cover the cost for the pilot episode. You can also visit our Facebook page, where Luann often posts videos of Atticus, her corgi, which has a extensive cameo.
And an Instagram following.
Oh, yes. Yes, Instagram following. So he's going to have his own show, basically. The show will transform into just Atticus. I'm kidding.
It's the backdoor pilot. It's the backdoor.
Yes, absolutely. We really, okay. A spinoff, yeah. And so, yes, excuse me. So, and our website, you can join our newsletter so you can read more about why we are doing this project, why it's so important for us to represent people of color and API people in Portland and in this industry. So our website, yes, that's where you can find us.
And everything about kind of what we've been hearing, I mean, a lot of it really depends on I mean, what happens if you don't make your campaign? Is it still going through?
Yes, we're a week in, so it ends on June 2nd. If we're not able to raise at least 80% of the 12,000, then we are going to continue with getting grants. If somebody wants to just chip in $12,000 out of their own heart, that'll be fantastic. But we're not stopping if we are not able to raise at least 80% of the $12,000. We're going to keep going because this is important and we know there's many ways to raise funds.
And we can also be found. Hi there. I use verbs. We can also be found on social media, pretty much all the same ways. We're on Facebook. Find us at K-Boo Bread and Roses, and obviously click like. We're also on Twitter at Bread Roses Radio. You can find this episode when it's archived on the website. If you've missed any part of this or just really want to hear all the ways that we have been mispronouncing Rafe Fiends, hey, wow. Cheryl texted me, it's Rafe. So, ha. So, if you want to know why we have been butchering Rafe Fiend's name, like, you can go on kboo.fm / Bread and Roses. We have all of these episodes archived and ready for you to listen at any time. But I'm sorry to say, hey, we've been having so much fun. I gotta break it up now. But we're gonna go out right now. Next week, we are featuring the author Jenny Forrester. It is still our spring membership drive. Jenny Forrester will be talking about her debut book. It is a memoir. And I'm just proud to have Jenny back on, since she has been a friend of the show every time she's been on here for Unchaste Readers. And so now we're going to be going out right now. Many thanks to everyone in the crew. Well, we don't have time. We just have to tell you what's going on. We have a song by one of the music that you feature on here. It's Bamboo with Home Cooked. Good night. Sana'y tumigil na kung di lang sa iyo, kung di lang sa iyo, liro ko pag-asa'y pumanaw. Salamat na lang sa iyo, hirap. It's been a minute since I last felt you under my feet. Last felt them 8 rays of your sun on my cheek. When we first met, I really had to struggle to speak.
This is KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Black Bear Dinner, located at 105 Northeast Burnside Road in Gresham. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and serving home-style cooking. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now. That's 877-500-5266.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the Waterfront Blues Festival. This year, the festival will be held June 30th through July 4th at Tom McCullough.